नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यत्र त्रौत्रम श्लोक गुणानुवादः प्रस्तूयते ग्राम्य कथा विगातः निःसेव्यमानो अनुदिनं मुमुक्षो मतिं सतिं यच्छति वासुदेवे।
Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Who are the pure devotees mentioned here? In an assembly of pure devotees, there is no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there is discussion only of the qualities, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is praised and worshipped with full attention. In the association of pure devotees, by constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of the Absolute Truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudev. Purport. The symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse. The pure devotee is never interested in material topics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly prohibited his devotees to talk about worldly matters. Gramya Varta Na Kahive. One should not indulge in talking unnecessarily about the news of the material world. One should not waste time in this way. This is a very important feature in the life of a devotee. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Krishna consciousness movement was started to engage people 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord and in His glorification. The students in this institution engage in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. They actually have no opportunity to waste their time unnecessarily by discussing politics, sociology, and current events. These will go on their own way. A devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. Who are the pure devotees mentioned here? An assembly of pure devotees, there is no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there is discussion only of the qualities, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is praised and worshipped with full attention. In the association of pure devotees, by constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge in the existence of the Absolute Truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudev. Spiritual life, of which we are all students, is a very perfected science, more perfected than the material science, because it comes from the Absolute Truth, who is perfect. The science is also perfect, and anyone who follows this path also becomes perfect. So in this perfect system of development of consciousness, which is the goal of a Krishna conscious devotee, herein this beautiful purport and this verse, we are learning a very, very important criteria of self-appraisal. in any company, any corporate organization, there is always a system of appraisal whereby a person is evaluated. There are set criteria whereby a person is analyzed, his working, his behavior, his attitudes, his output and performance, everything is stringently monitored. And every year, only those people who are able to reach a particular level of performance are either promoted or kept. Otherwise, those who persistently fall below the line are asked to leave Haribol. And among the appraisal systems, there is one particular area called as KRA, key result areas. Key result area is a particular area whereby a specific assignment is given by the management to a particular employee. That this, your general appraisal is there, all these other criteria, but if you perform this, then this becomes a very great feather on your cap whereby you can actually get promoted. KRA. In this particular verse, we are learning that how to monitor our own selves. Because spiritual life is not a public affair, it's a personal affair. Even though it is performed in public with an association of Vaishnavas, but in the end, it still remains a very deep and personal affair. It's exactly how the spirit soul, the Jivatma, is reacting, interacting, reciprocating, and developing a relationship with the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. So it's a very deep and personal affair. Since it is a personal affair, it can't possibly be monitored by somebody outside of us, except in a very external way, because we have to have service authorities and seniors who will monitor us in one sense, but the actual evaluation of our progress has to be done by the individual himself. That is why in spiritual life, the phenomenon of introspection is a very important part of spiritual cultivation. A devotee who does not cultivate this habit of introspection remains very superficial. And his activities may remain more externally oriented. Spiritual life necessarily is more antarmukha than bahirmukha. Material life is very bahirmukha. Whereby a person actually, how he performs and all this, as I said. But spiritual life is antarmukha. So the key result area of progress is described here. And what is that? Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. This is a very, very powerful diagnostic feature of evaluating our progress. In any disease also, when a medical professional is treating a particular person, then he is looking for symptoms to abate. But he knows that a particular symptom, if it really goes away, then he knows that this, yes, he must be really responding. Because this particular report is now showing an improvement. So he knows that this drug is really working. The other symptoms may or may not be always important. Similarly, in this also we see that spiritual life is a very beautiful culture. We may evaluate ourselves in various ways, and that is from time and again described, what various ways we can evaluate. But here, this is a very crucial point as to what is the subject matter of conversation between devotees. That is the theme of today's Prabhupada's purport. What are they talking about? What is the subject of their interaction, discussion? We can definitely understand that between material life and spiritual life, this is definitely a very important factor. Because as Prabhupada says here, something very important and a revolutionary actually. that they should not indulge in talking unnecessarily about news. The very specific word used is news of the material world. Now, definitely in material life, this is a very important subject, news. Now, most of us have no connection with the television, so we don't really know. I don't even know at all. But at least I know for sure that this is a very important feature of this idiot box. People may not say, well, serial and this and Saas Bahu and all the stuff which goes on. All that is there. And I heard that serial is going for many, many years and people are just watching and watching and watching and watching. It's becoming like bigger epic than Ramayana itself. Becoming a big epic. But definitely the criteria of being actually a pakka materialist is how much you are up to date with news. That's actually a very diagnostic feature of a pakka materialist. He may be wearing a suit and tie and this and that and, you know, carrying a briefcase and, you know, laptop, etc., etc. That's all right. That's external in one sense. But is he up to date with the latest scandal in the market? The latest political shifts and the latest movement of the stocks and the latest whatever. So that becomes very important. And if you're really not up to date with all that, people just look down upon you like, what kind of a guy you are? Don't you know there is a fire at ONGC, that in the rig at ONGC? My father calls me up from my hometown. He stays away from me. He's happy, retired life. So he said, Dhaval! And he said, Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna. Then he starts, you must have definitely not heard of this. Therefore, let me tell you this. So first he talks about the latest rainfall news, which is the news right now, is it not? Everybody, you know what? How much neck deep, so neck deep. And people were in this deep, this deep, this deep, this deep. Different varieties of how deep water was and this and that. That is the biggest Gramya Katha going on right now. By Prabhupada's standards, I'm also talking about it. But to Prabhupada's very high standards of evaluation, he says the current news, Prabhupada's just, you know, how he just sets it aside, just neglects it, just as if it is completely not stupid. He says, these will go on their own way. Well, if somebody, you're walking on the road and a dog is passing by, do you really focus on the dog? Wow, it's a dog. You just walk your own way and the dog just goes his own way. And he just couldn't matter to you in your life that a dog is just with his tongue hanging out, looking for some food, walking on the road next to you. He does not even become a focus of your attention. You're in your own world and dog is in his own world, and both couldn't care less about each other. So Prabhupada is almost saying the same thing, that all these events which so much capture our consciousness, ultimately, what is Maya and Krishna consciousness, this conflict, is how can I grab the consciousness of the people? Maya's whole focus is to have more customers in her jurisdiction, and she gets the people by what? By capturing their consciousness. So when a consciousness is captured by her, you can only talk about subjects which relate to her. As Prabhupada says, sociology. It is not there in the verse, but Prabhupada gives his own in the translation itself. He talks about sociology, politics, like that. So this is the latest thing. And the spiritualist also, by his propaganda, and the acharyas also, by their propaganda, what are they trying to do? They are also busy making all efforts to grab and capture people's consciousness from being wrongly being indulged in material subject matter. So actually it's a matter of who can capture more. Because in the conditioned life, obviously material subject matters are very, very attractive. Because we are so conditioned with I am the body, and not in relationship body is mine, I and mine. In the I and my phenomena, then I, my city, my state of Maharashtra, how much it is submerged in water, it's very important. Now we don't talk about the rainfall which takes place in, remote African jungles, how much is raining. Do we discuss about that? Does it even come in the news on midday or Mumbai Samachar? No, it doesn't come. But I and mine, I'm living in Bombay, and then for how much is raining in Maharashtra is very important for me to know. Is there 93 centimeters or how many inches and what, like that. Goes on. So is it to mean, does it really mean that we become completely insensitive to what's happening around us? Is it what has been projected here? That we, it just goes on, yeah, forget it. It actually is not a matter of deliberate neglect, which is what is being talked about over here. What Prabhupada is talking about is a positive engagement. Prabhupada says the last thing, a devotee serves Krishna positively. That means it is such deep positive absorption, as Prabhupada gives him the timings also. Absorption from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now if you are absorbed from 5 to 10 p.m., where is the time for news? Where is the time for discussing all these subject matters? That's the standard. Now how much we are able to follow this 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. formula, that we have to evaluate again ourselves. But that's what Prabhupada wanted. He said, I started this movement, Prabhupada says this, we started this movement. You are students in the institution. Now all of us, brahmacharis or grihasthas, we are students. In the institution, engage in cultivating Krishna consciousness from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. So, therefore, one of the most important verses of Bhagavad Gita, Radha Gopinath Prabhu gave a very beautiful presentation on Shastra study to the counselors last Sunday. And he asked us to write down our favorite verses. And many devotees wrote a nice verse. Machita madgata prana bodhenta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam. That was very beautiful. The devotees love this verse so much, because it really, really projects the Krishna conscious culture as in contrast vis-a-vis to the material culture. And this is the actual goal and aspiration. This is the KRA of every devotee. Machitta. His chitta. His very prana. Now when you say something prana, that's a very deep thing to call, say, prana. Prana means life force. Vital force. The prana word is not to be used in a, we don't use that word prana like that. हमारे प्राण है हिंदी से, हमारे प्राण के टुकड़े हैं, हमारे जिगर के टुकड़े हैं, लाइक दैट पीपल टॉक. प्राण मीन्स वेरी मच अ पार्ट ऑफ योर वेरी एग्जिस्टेंस, देन इट इज कॉल्ड प्राण. दैट मीन्स वेन यू से प्राण मीन्स इनसेपरेबल आइडेंटिटी. फॉर अ मदर दैट हर चिल्ड्रन आर हर प्राण. सो इफ द चाइल्ड डाइज द मदर प्रैक्टिकली डाइज. That's what even the demons know. If the devotees are killed, he said Vishnu will die. If you cannot kill Vishnu, just kill the devotees. Then Vishnu will know, who will nobly worship him, he also will die. Because Vishnu's prana is his devotees. So you want to really disturb Vishnu, then Vishnu disturb all his devotees. Because the prana, the Lord's prana is his devotees. So mat chita mat gata prana. Now how much that this particular verse emphasizes what we are supposed to get into, how much absorption in Krishna Katha. That there is no separate, there is no even question of talking anything else. Bodhanta parasparam. Katantasya mam nityam. Again the word nityam says it is not just, we talk about it in the Bhagavatam class for 1 hour full. This is a very important regulation. Prabhupada said, if this was not there, we would not talk about Krishna probably the whole day. We would be doing our seva, doing our this and doing our that. But Prabhupada installed this system, whereby there is actually a regulation in at least regulated Krishna Katha. That 1 hour in the morning, and Vara in the night also, most temples, Viscon, Srimad Bhagavatam Gita. So that is a 2 hour compulsory chanting, and 2 hour compulsory hearing of Krishna Katha as a dose, as a regulated dose. He said, one tablet BD, one in the morning, one in the evening. So it's like 1 hour morning, 1 hour evening. It's the dose, it's a dosage for healthy spiritual growth. And if you don't do this, take these doses regularly, then it's bound to be that we're going to feel weak in Krishna consciousness. We feel weak, is it not? We don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't read our scriptures and hear it regularly. We can be sure that with whatever else services we may perform, we may be engaged whole day in service, this, that, running around, doing this, doing that. But if you don't get this dose in the morning, there is no potency in your service. Because what are you doing? Why are you doing that? For whom are you doing it? And what is your consciousness? All that is determined by the morning dose. So before we go into our services, we hear in the morning. Why is the class not in the afternoon at 3 o'clock? It could get 3 o'clock. After lunch, everyone just sits and, oh, Bhagavatam class, Haribol. No, it's not at... It's even before any food goes in a tummy, before breakfast also. After breakfast, we have Bhagavatam class, and everyone is, in a completely... You can imagine, Bhagavatam class at 9:30 in the morning. Sometimes in the yatras, it's like that, We go for yatras, there's a breakfast, and you eat a nice breakfast. In the bus, you attend 5 parathas, and dahi, and chole, and everything else, and... And you go to the political place where you're supposed to hear some Krishna katha, and you're like, you don't know whether there are 2 people standing or 4 people standing in front of you. Everyone is completely conky. Because you're so damn hungry in the morning, in that cold of winter of Vrindavan, you just want to eat 4, 5, 6 parathas, and it's nice prasad. The day starts off very nicely with prasad. But the whole purpose of yatra was not the parathas. The purpose of yatra was to have Krishna katha. So there's a big tag always between the management and this thing, thinking, should we have prasad before or after or in the bus or outside the bus or at the side, where? This goes on, discussion endlessly. But the fact remains that these whole yatras are for this purpose. The purpose of any yatra, wherever it is, Badrinath or wherever on the planet you go, new Vrindavan, new Madhuvan, new Talavan, wherever you go, any dham, it's the whole purpose of any yatra is this. To completely get away from the news, first of all. The world of news. That's why, invariably, we are told by the yatra leader, whoever he may be, Radhana Swami, especially we have seen over the years, we have attended many yatras with him, but he will never forget to make this point. He said, just cut off from everything else. Because somehow in the yatra also you're looking, is there a newspaper? Looking for a newspaper, is there somebody selling a newspaper? I really feel cut off, what's happening in Bombay, No newspaper, nothing. Cut off. And still the devotees keep SMSing each other from Bombay, those who couldn't come. I said, no, you know what happened in Bombay? Tick, 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 tick. We want to remain in touch. Keep in touch with the material world, Prabhu. No. Prabhupada is encouraging us. In fact, if we examine the first meeting of Srila Prabhupada with his Gurudev, this was the same point. This is not an ordinary subject matter here, Prabhupada is talking about. These two great souls, Prabhupada and his eternal Gurudev, when they first met on this planet, in this earthly Leela, Prabhupada's question was this: Bhakti Sansari Thakur, you are a great acharya and I love to see you that way. But what about the current event? The current event on everybody's mind, this whole country of India with 6 billion people, is talking about this. Then let us venerate get independence. Everybody, and Prabhupada says, and Saraswati Goswami also says that anybody on the whole country would have agreed with Prabhupada. Everybody. Even the religionists, the philosophers, the spiritualists, the devotees, everybody, practically the whole country across the table said, yes, spirituality is there. It's important. It's very important. But first let us get independence, Prabhu. After this, we are independent, then we can practice whatever we want, however we want. We can open mutts, temples, preach, no prostration. Britishers will not be there. Demons have to be thrown out first. Demons, the mlechas, yamanas, throw them out first. Everyone would have agreed with Prabhupada's proposal. Practically, he was challenging
Bhakti Siddhanta, in a very humble way, but he was challenging. How can you talk about all these things right now? It's not relevant so much. The relevant subject is Swaraj, independence. And in the thick of Prabhupada's 1942, his BTG started in 1944. If you see the BTGs, old BTGs from 44 onwards, they started. Prabhupada is talking about independence from the material world. He does not delve anything what he says, you know, Jinnah talks, and there's some essays are there about Jinnah and this and that. And he will just pick up something from a newspaper where some item is there about spirituality and said, yes, everyone looking for freedom. Everyone looking for, you know, become free from all miseries, and we have the formula, blah, blah, blah. He just starts giving his purports. He just takes some relevant current theme as a caption to his essays, just to the people feel there's something relevant happening here. They would buy his newspaper. But immediately, from the very first stanza, very paragraph, he does not talk anything about what's going on in the political world. He just strikes immediately on the eternal message. That is why Prabhupada is a pure devotee. Because he could really, like a swan, completely separate out the milk from the water. Now, because we are not swans, we are trying to become swans, we like some milk and we also like some water. Pure milk, well, it's too pure. It's too pure. We want to have some water. Right? So, we want to keep in touch with the outside world. But Bhakti Sansaraka also was completely convinced. He said, no! He said practically the same words. Like the Prabhupada, the same mood. This will go on their own way. Sarvati Thakur says the same thing. These political parties will come and they will go. One leader will come and he will go. Democracy will come and go. Socialism will come and go. And dictatorship will come and go. All these will come and go. Democracy will come and go. All these will come and go. But we are not a part of this. The spirit soul has got nothing to do whether he is governed by a democratic government or he is governed by a dictatorial government. The spirit soul has nothing to do with this. A spirit soul wants to be governed by Krishna. We have to be governed by somebody. Spirit soul is always dependent on some. He's governed. He's under other the external energy, internal energy. He's always governed. But the message is, be governed by Krishna. Be governed by the spiritual master. Be governed by the devotees. And that's what we want to be. It's like, actually, Prabhupada actually went to the extent of saying that we should have our own currency, should have our own airports, we should have our own. He wanted to create a complete counterculture, a complete different world. Prabhupada was so powerful and his vision was so clear. He said he wanted to completely separate ourselves from material existence. He says, when we heard deity worship, we hear this lecture, Prabhupada said, you are not a part of Los Angeles. This temple is in Los Angeles, but you have nothing to do with Los Angeles. He wants to categorically cut off devotees from the material existence. Your temple may be in USA, in Los Angeles, in Australia, in Sydney, Melbourne, wherever, Surat. But that does not really matter, because temple is Vaikuntha. Now, if Vaikuntha is not part of Surat, Vaikuntha is not part of Melbourne. Vaikuntha is Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada wanted to so much create a powerful culture in his temples whereby the absorption is so deep, with everyone engaged in some devotional service from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. that there is no just time for getting attracted to Gramya Katha or material news affairs. Current events especially. Nobody talks about what happened 5 years ago, is it not? Did we talk about 5 years ago? The newspaper is just for current events, present. What happens yesterday also becomes irrelevant. The paper is read and the paper goes to Radhiwala. It's irrelevant. Today, now, morning news, in the afternoon, and there is a paper called evening, right now. Be in touch, current things. But the whole culture of Krishna consciousness is asato ma sadgamaya. Because why is Prabhupada so heavy about this? Because the devotee's whole ideology in life is to only get in touch with that which is Sat. Whatever is eternal is attractive to the devotee. And Asatoma, Sat kama. Whatever is Asat, forget it. Now political parties are Asat, is it not? This rainfall is Asat. After 2-3 months, you won't talk about this rain. Asat, in Bhuj, there was a big earthquake. In Bhuj itself, one of our godbrothers is there in a bank, is a very senior position. No one talks about the earthquake anymore there, in Bhuj itself. It just came and it went. And everything, you just come back to normal. You don't keep harping onto what happened in the past. People have died, people lost their children, lost their bank balance, jewelry, everything. But just you go further. Don't talk about what happened in the past. So everything just comes and goes. It's like a cloud. The cloud is not a permanent thing. If the wind comes there, it goes there, it goes there. It's a very temporary thing. Keeps changing shape, form, size, everything. So a devotee understands that I am not, the spirit soul is Sat, this body is Asat, the world around me is Asat, but Krishna is Sat. So let me focus on that which is Sat. So when Saraswati Thakur was told about writing this newspaper business, he said that yes, we can produce also newspapers, we can produce also news. If news is so important, we also have news. News from that world which is Sat. Said if in a small country, in a small state like Calcutta, he gave this example. Small state like Calcutta, if there are so many newspapers, Amrit Bazar Patrika and this and Dainik and this and that, and so many are there, I'm sure in Calcutta there must be about at least 50 papers there. And Bombay, I don't know, we should make us, at least we can find out how many papers are there. And this, now this DNA stuff is there, you know, the stupid DNA. It's all over the place. Just wants to grab our consciousness wherever you go. DNA, DNA. What is DNA? What is this DNA? Stupid thing. DNA, DNA, DNA. Subscribe, not subscribe. Yes, no. What? What is this? They want to just grab your consciousness. And imagine what a fertile brain goes into making those ads. I sometimes just feel so sorry for Indians in one sense, that the most fertile brains, which are born in the rich Vedic culture, which are actually meant to be dovetailed towards, used for propagation of dharma, those most fertile brains with Semel descents, you know, when you go to Janapur, they ask you, what is your gotra? And you are Bhrigu gotra, you this is that gotra, and this is Gautam gotra. Prabhupada is from Gautam gotra, for example. Now that means we have descended from these rishis. These rishis were all grihasthas. Gautam rishi was a grihastha. So we have descended from Gautam rishi. Or Bhrigu Muni, like Bhrigu Kuchha, the place where I hail from, the whole place is named after Bhrigu Muni. From Bhrigu Kuchha came Bhrigu, and then Bharuch and Broch and all that names came. Bharuch. But it is a place where Bhrigu Muni resided for thousands of years. So maybe some of us who are coming from there come from Bhrigu Muni, who knows. But the point I'm making is that we have descended from all these most powerful transcendentalists. Now Gautam Rishi is such a pure devotee. What kind of powerful mystic he was. He could change yugas. Theta Yuga came before and he could change yugas. Imagine the power of this person. For the first time, Trita Yuga came first and Kapar came afterwards. That's Gautam Rishi. So the similar descent of these great souls with the purified blood in their bodies. So purified by the sadhana, purified by the tapasya and mysticism. We are descendants of such great rishis. But that person, when he's born in this land of India, because of the punya of his past life, when he comes, he uses his fertile brain to make advertisements of the stupid nature. What a complete waste of human resources is going on. It's lamentable. And the best brains from our country go to NASA. 60% of the scientists in NASA are supposed to be Indians. And you go to any country, and you go to any, I get to any, I said, the whole business affairs, the money market is all handled by Indians. As somebody was telling me the other day that in US, Mr. Bush, current president, he said, my biggest vote bank is the Indians. And it is not that everybody, every Indian in America can vote. Unless they get this green card and whatever all the formalities, if somebody's just there for a job or for, and there are so many Indians there like that, thousands and thousands of them. But even those guys who are small people who are actually stationed there for, like, you know, they become citizens, even that is such a huge number that the president of that country can bank upon them for staying in office. So the best brains of our country who are supposed to have been using their brains and their culture and their merit of past lives for propagation of dharma are using their greatest gifts of God, intelligence, fine acumen. They said Americans are usually such lazy people. So they don't do anything. So many of our people who are staying in America, they talk to us, said they just know how to press buttons, that's all. You just press this button, that button. They're like zombies. They're on drugs. They're taking meat. Now, how can you have brains when you're taking drugs and you're taking, you cannot. You smoke. Where is the power to, you know, do anything creative with that sort of a brain substance? But the best brains of our country go all over the world to do the most intelligent things. Of course, now the best brains of our country are going to London and USA for preaching Krishna consciousness. That's great. That's what Prabhupada wanted. So it gives us great pride to know that this is happening. We are proud of all those great devotees who go, of course, those who also go to Satara and Sangli are also great. So somebody came in the morning, I said, Prabhuji, I've got loose motions. I said, Prabhu, let me take a bath and I'll go to the deity room. Can you talk after prasadam? No, I'm going to Lonari right now for preaching. So at 4:45 comes for a prescription for loose motion. Wonderful, he's going to Lonari for preaching. So wherever you're going, Lonari or Satara, Sangli or USA, it's great. People who go a little further, as they go more further, they get more glory. The further you go away, more glory. And go to America, and go, oh, very glorious, wonderful. You went all the way to America to preach, very, very nice. But we are basically proud of these people. Anyone who goes out, who extends himself, who just extends himself to actually bring this message to people, and somehow influence their consciousness. Influence their consciousness. Like Gauranga Prabhu's whole theme of Mehrabhad Mahan, if I understand the lecture properly, it was very beautiful lecture, I loved it, whatever I could hear. His own analysis, I understand, was that there is just not enough talk of this subject, basically. People are not giving a chance to hear about the glories of Krishna. Therefore, all that you hear is about cricket and all this and that. So in the medical world, there is something called as, not medical world, every world. Like two drugs are being sold. And the both drugs are in the market at the same time. They were marketed at the same time. What one drug, you know, goes into becomes a crore, a 1 crore product in just 1 month. And the other fellow who came also, equally good drug, but that guy remains, you know, at one tenth the, you know, he doesn't make the 1/10 even the revenue. So then these fellows will come and say, actually, my dear sir, these drugs are also very good. This is also a very good drug. It's just the noise volume is very large. That this drug, there was a lot of noise created about this drug. This keep blah, 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 this drug has come, this is a wonder drug has come, blah, 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 blah. A lot of noise is created. Every company gets into that, every medical rep comes to and talks about the same drug. The doctor starts feeling, oh yeah, if there's so many people are, you know, this drug has been marketed by 50 companies, must be a good drug then. So let me write this drug. And there are two people are marketing one particular product. And I said, only two people are marketing, must be so stupid that, you know, it must not be working properly. So people are not really investing their money into this drug. So then nobody writes that drug. It's called noise volume. So Krishna consciousness means the news world, the outside people, the materialists are just creating so much noise about sense gratification. So the devotee also has to make a lot of noise. Prabhupada says that noise creates a revolution in the life of the misdirected civilization. Janata Viplava. When you create a noise about Krishna consciousness, create a noise about the message of Vasudev, that can create a revolution. Viplava. Viplava means the revolution. So that what was Prabhupada's message was. He went all over the world creating, talking about Krishna. He just could not stop talking about Krishna wherever he went. And it just created waves and waves. This is more important. This is more important. This is more important. Talked about Krishna. People could, this must be important. So just devotees, preaching means creating a lot of positive noise about Krishna. That's what preaching is all about. Because in this material, in this Kali Yuga, it's like that. Those who create more noise, they get more followers. That's as simple as that. You may be having a stupid philosophy or no philosophy at all for that matter. But if you just have a lot of noise volume, if you're talking very large, he must be really having something with him. Look at how confidently he's talking about it. And so many people are talking about it. It must be really a good philosophy. So, taking clue from this beautiful verse, we can pray that our hearts may get attracted. Ultimately, somebody was saying that as devotees get old, we all engage in various types of services, more at a physical level many a times, doing this, doing that. But as a devotee goes towards old age, and all of us will have to move towards that phase of life, we'll have to develop this internal introspective mood whereby we take pleasure in doing Vasudev Katha. Our bodies may not be so much physically potent to keep on doing the type of activities which we are doing right now, going here, going there, to Satara, Sangli, whatever, preaching and all. But we may have to take a little bit of a slowing down process as body ages at 60, 65, 70. You may have to. Of course, Prabhupada was exceptional. His age did not really matter at all for him. We can match up with that. That's the gold standard. But as we become a little slow, then if we have not developed attraction towards Vasudev Katha, whereby we can simply sit and read our Shastra, remember the Lord's pastimes, and discuss with devotees, then we may find that in the end of our life, we may feel, there's nothing for me to do. You may feel vacancy, desolation, isolation, and you may feel that you're really going down. So this internal attraction to Vasudev Katha has to simultaneously grow along with all our physical endeavors for bringing results in our preaching. That these things, internal and external, have to go on simultaneously. Because this is actually the ultimate essence. When we die, we have to remember Krishna, Krishna's glories, Krishna and Vrindavan. So, I think I'll end over here. It's 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. I was just wondering about how to address the news in our own life, like the material side of our life, where we have to deal with so many different, concerns and issues. And, it's not the same as the external world's news, but it's our own news that we create for ourselves. How much attention and, time should... I get distracted a lot by these, temporary issues concerning my material life, and then it takes away from Krishna Katha, but at the same time it's important, so I don't know.
Yeah. That's true. As long as we have these bodies with us, we can't really be completely off from all temporary issues. We have to address them. When you are sick, for example, you have to take care of your bodies. It's a news in your life. What's the news? I have malaria. It's a news. It's an important news in your life that I'm struck with dengue fever now. So, well, some mosquito bit me. It's news. Or something in the family happened, or whatever, your bank balance has to be maintained and this and that. These are all important things. So, the bona fide spiritual master trains his disciples to make them understand actually that even though he has to be fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, he has to deal with this material world only as much as necessary. To the extent our involvement in Krishna consciousness is not very strong and deep and serious, we may tend to give a lot of undue importance sometimes to our material side. That may happen. The problems and the issues will be there, the news will be there. But then, this factor of what Prabhupada says still is very, very important in spite of that, the relevance of your subject, your question. Because to the extent we are deeply entrenched in Krishna consciousness, to the extent we'll be able to actually even see things more clearly. Otherwise, if we are not strong on this, our foot is not very strong on this part of our life, then that becomes sort of sometimes out of proportion. A small issue may become really blow up. And the mind can do that. Basically, it's the mind. Mind can really blow it. But when the devotees are properly fixed up, then they give its due importance, address it as necessary, and they know how to withdraw from that. They don't. So, that potency will also come only by our Krishna consciousness. So, and by doing Krishna consciousness properly, we will develop the proper vivek buddhi, discrimination of how much is necessary and how much is not. So that is something which will come from within by the Lord's intelligence. Dami buddhi yogamtam. Krishna says the dami buddhi. He gives you buddhi. So he will give us the necessary buddhi to really decipher this and no more, and deal with it and come back like that. So, any other questions? Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.